So welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. Sorry for the delay this time, but, you know, life gets busy. As we all know, life does get busy. So once again, welcome to Dr. K's unofficial ER podcast. If you have any questions about ER or comments on a certain episode, please feel free to email erpodcast@yahoo.com. And this week, I will be talking about last week's episode, Jigsaw, but first, there's not much news to report for ER fans, except I'm sure you have all heard the announcement of People Magazine's 2006 Sexiest Man Alive, and that is no other than ER alum George Clooney. George is not my type, but he's a lot cuter now than he was when he was on ER, in my opinion. I still don't like George Clooney, but that's great for ER fans, so congratulations, George. And I already told you about Kelly Martin last week. There's new other birthdays to announce, so I guess we will go straight into Jigsaw. So let's first talk about the nanny interviews between Abby, Luca, and the girls. Those are freaking hilarious. I wish I wrote them all down, because some hates kids, some, you know, likes drinking, and I don't know. That was just awesome. The main storyline this week was that guy. I can't remember what his name is, because they'd never really said it. The belligerent patient. Whoever that actor was fantastic. He looked pretty familiar, but I went to IMDb, and I couldn't find any information on the guy. So if anyone knows who played the belligerent guy, please let me know, because I would like to look up more stuff on him. So the dude got into an accident, and that's why he was brought into the ER, and he was Morris's patient. So basically, after all the examinations and everything, Morris diagnoses it as DID, but no one believes him because DID is a rare thing and basically not documented. And let me say, Sam with Morris was utterly amazing. Sam was a terrific nurse. I mean, one moment Morris can be a prick, but that's... Oh, I remembered the guy's name, Andre, which isn't really the guy's name, but one of his personalities. The scene with him and Andre at the end was so touching, but let's talk about his personalities. First, there was the belligerent one, who didn't want any kind of medical care at all, and then the guy, the real guy, would come around and be like, I blacked out again, didn't I? And, you know, he was talking with Sam and everything, and then he went into the kid, and the kid one was just so touching, and, you know, he was playing with that little kid in the waiting room, and the mom freaked out, because it's an old guy playing with my kid, but in his mind, he wasn't an old guy, he was a five-year-old or whatever, but that scene where Morris just... I don't know. Morris realizes that he's not dealing with an adult, he's dealing with a child, was so touching and so fantastic. And the entire scene, they were talking about Hot Wheels. And Morris, like, oh, do you have this one? Andre, like, no, I wish I had that one, but I gave it all away. And it was... I love Scott Grimes, so that scene was great. And so... speaking of Sam, she has the line of the week, which was, Morris, can I tell you something as a friend? Sometimes you can be such a bitch. That was great. So, this Ames thing. Ames watches Abby and Joe go to the park and accidentally runs into them. Abby has no idea who Ames is. And so, they talk. I assume they talk for like 20 minutes, but you know, ER time, that could be an hour, 2 hours. And at the end, when Abby's walking away, he keeps Joe's frog that Joe dropped. And I don't know. once Abby finds out who he is, she's gonna frickin' flip out. Or maybe Luca's gonna frick out. Who knows? But I think that's a great storyline, because I love Forrest Whitaker. Forrest is great. And let me just say how I am just so much in love with Hope. She is, like, one of the best new characters ever. And so it was great. You know, I know Busy isn't going to be on it for much longer, but maybe if people write in and tell them how much they love Hope, they will see, and Busy will be signed on, which would be great. Because there's that Hope, the Christian, but who steals medications to give to patients, but it's also a good thing. And the Hope that flirts with Morris, but I guess Morris leads her on a little bit. So, yay for Busy. And so, the Tony and Neela thing. I know all of you guys are probably jumping out of their seats with that one. All you Ray Beat fans, like myself, I am slowly becoming a Tony fan, though. So, let's talk about them, just for a split second. So basically, during this lecture, or whatever it was, Neela was giving it to Tony and trying to make him look like an ass. And at the end, Tony and Neela were fighting, like, really hardcore fighting. And then they kiss. And it wasn't, like, a little kiss. It was, let's throw Neela onto the desk and make out with her. And it just so happens, Ray's standing in the doorway watching them. So all us Ray and Neela fans are going, aww. But all us Tony and Neela fans are going, yay. Which I'm both, so whatever. So in retaliation, Ray asks Katie out, whom I still want to punch in the face because I don't like her much. And that's about it for Jigsaw. Next week's episode, tonight, is called Reason to Believe. Luca and Abby treat a man injured after driving drunk, but differ about what should be done when his wife appears to have been abused. Later, Luca receives an upsetting package, and Abby meets an intriguing stranger. A group of street kids come to the ER when they think one has rabies, and find a guardian angel in blue. That might be Neela. Pratt disappears from the ER for a community-related reason, and learns a surprising truth about a family member.
His brother, probably.
Carrie's TV appearance becomes a real emergency. Sam decides Alex needs some volunteer work at the hospital. Oh yeah, that's what I wanted to mention. Carrie accepted that position, that, what is, documentarian, whatever that woman's name is, I don't know. And now Abby is going to be doing special interest stories about the ER. So that should be cool. And more Laura. Yay. So, remember, if you guys have any questions or comments about an ER episode, please email me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. And until next time.